Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we're talking on the topic, Message to the True Believer. And, as I said, it's based on a prophetic lesson the Lord gave me concerning all the things that are going on, what we need to do to be prepared. It's all out of the Word. It's an illumination of the Word. I've explained that to you before, and I may explain that to you again, but I want to get right into this word today. Now, where we left off is where the Lord has assured us that all things are still in His control, and all things can work together for our good. And then He says, here is what you must do. Be obedient to what I have already said to you. I only require at your hand what has been placed there at any particular time. Now, that may seem like something obvious to say, that I only require what's been put in your hand, but a lot of times we're going out there and trying to think, what can I do for the Lord? How can I show my obedience? What can I do? And He will only require, first of all, what He has told you, and along with that, what He has prepared you for, giving you the ability to do. Now, a lot of times you may be timid about it, but as you begin to walk into it, you'll see that He has supplied. And let's look at a couple of scriptures about this. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 9:10 first of all. This is out of the Amplified. It says, and God, who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating, will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. You see, the Lord's not going to ask you to do something that He hasn't given you the ability to do, the provision for it. And then in Ephesians 4:4-7, it says, we are all parts of one body. We have the same spirit, and we have been called to the same glorious future. This is out of the Living Bible. For us, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we all have the same God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through every part of us. However, Christ has given each of us special abilities, whatever He wants us to have out of His rich storehouse of gifts. When the Lord gave me the message, The Heavenly Vision, which is on this website, if you haven't listened to that, please avail yourself of that. Talking about the eternal part of us, the Lord kept giving me the phrase, our eternal gifted spirit, our eternal gifted spirit. And what He was trying to convey to me in that, so that I can convey to those who listen to the message, is that each spirit created by God, while being created in His image, along with that, has the gift that will be used for their purpose. Gift or gifts, whatever is needed for your purpose while you are in flesh. And I believe that possibly that's connected to our eternal purpose as well. What we'll be doing after we have left this body and have a glorified body. Oh, it's all going to be tied together. Isn't it wonderful? But right now we are in this flesh vessel, and we're going to make it because we know within us resides an eternal gifted spirit that God has made in His image and has given, provided the things that enable us to fulfill His will. Well, let's read on. He says this to me as I'm writing, I obscure the outcome of the plan from you because, now you know, to obscure is to make where you can't see. I obscure the outcome of the plan from you because, if you knew, you would be tempted to begin a process of thinking and planning toward that end. In doing so, you would deviate from the appointed course. What does this mean? We say, okay, God, I want to know the end result of where I'm going to end up. But yet, when you know that, immediately your carnal mind, your mentality, your intellect begins to reason of how that should be brought to pass. When a lot of times, you know, you've heard these organizations like CIA, FBI, and some people are on the need-to-know basis. If you need to know it, you'll know it, because why should you have this other information unless you need it? With the Lord, we are on need-to-know basis. If we need it to know at this point in our journey, then we'll know it. If we don't know it, then faith is the substance of things hoped for. That faith continues to bring us through when we don't know in terms of our thoughts. But guess where you do know? Oh, you don't have to guess. In the Spirit. The peace that passes understanding. Why does it pass understanding? Because often it is not supported in your circumstances. Oh, happiness comes from a word that also is used in the word happenstance. In other words, happiness is an emotion based on what happens to you. But joy, unspeakable and full of glory, is the joy that Jesus gives. Abundance that goes beyond what's in your circumstances. Because we do, you know, we do live in a fallen world. But guess what? We have a Savior that's going to bring us not only through this trial while we're in the flesh, but He's going to take us into eternity. Oh, and we're going to have a wonderful time with Him. But right now, we're going to make it also. He said, so you're going to be tempted to try to think of how to do it if I tell you the whole thing. And then you would deviate from the course. Let's look at Acts 1, 6-8. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Him, saying, Lord, will You at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in His own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to Me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. He says, it is not for you to know. In other words, the whole plan. The Father knows. That's enough. But it is for you to receive power and authority, ability, strength by way of the Holy Spirit. And here's another one. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, the plan is in you, the provision is in you, and are you ready for this? The peace is in you. That what God has said, He will give you the provision for. If He's given you the vision, He'll give you the provision. If He's called, then He will provide according to that calling. That you can have. That power, that authority, that assurance, that peace. But the details, not so much. You'll know them when you need to know them. A lot of times, as I said to you recently, you don't even see how God worked it out till it's all been done. And because you walked in obedience, then you ended up where you needed to be. Or maybe you ended up not being where you certainly didn't need to be. God is so good. Let me read, continuing on this lesson. The Lord said to me, look up and know that I am at the door. The soon coming of Jesus Christ cannot be denied by anyone that truly, with the Spirit, reads Bible prophecy. We are in the season of Jesus coming back. We are the generation, I believe, that will see the coming of Jesus Christ. Look up and know that I am at the door. As you work, keep your eyes on My soon coming. These things are not mutually exclusive. As I've said to you before, a lot of people feel like, well, if you're thinking about the coming of the Lord, you're not going to be working. That makes no sense. If you think about that from a spiritual standpoint, if the Lord is going to come and take us with Him, then the time of our flesh proving is over. So we want to get everything in we can to make sure that we can say, as the Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. We want to be able to say that. So if we know He's coming soon, we're going to get with it. We're going to listen more. We're going to pray more. We're going to study more. We're not going to miss an opportunity. We're going to redeem the time. Oh, hallelujah. Well, nearly preached there, but caught myself just in time. Aren't you glad? Titus 2:11-15 says, for the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people, and we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with self-control, right conduct, and devotion to God, while we look forward to that wonderful event when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. See, we're living in a way that's pleasing to Him while we're looking. We're living but we're looking. And I'm going to say this to you, just like in Hebrews 12 says, we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us being able to fulfill our purpose, just like he fulfilled his. While we look forward to that wonderful event, then verse 14 says, he gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing what is right. You must teach these things and encourage your people to do them, correcting them when necessary. You have the authority to do this, so don't let anyone ignore you or disregard what you say. And that's the New Living Translation. Oh, nobody wants to be corrected in the flesh. You know, your flesh just doesn't like it when you're corrected. But I have come to find out, or I've come to feel this way, that when I hear the Lord correcting me, I have joy in knowing that I've heard the Lord. Because you know when you hear that correction, that certainly didn't come from your flesh. Now, condemnation will come from your flesh, but correction, that loving correction of our Father, you know that he's speaking to you and that you are walking according to his purpose. So you can hear him and he corrects those steps, keeps you right in the way you need to go, or the way in terms of even our emotions or our... Here's the point. As you submit more of your life to the Lord, he will correct more areas in your life. A lot of times we just begin with, okay, well, I'm going to try to do the right thing, or let the Holy Spirit, even if you get to the point of letting the Holy Spirit help you do the right thing, but it wants, the Lord wants to go to your core so that also body, soul, and spirit, all things are in alignment with his will. So even your thoughts are on Christ, where he is above. Oh yeah, you'll get the things done you need to get done because he'll enable you to do it. I want to ask you this today. Do you need the Lord to help you get some things done that you need to do? Well, are you looking for his coming, and is that exciting you about getting your purpose fulfilled? How does that happen? You submit yourself as never before to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every morning when you wake up, say, Lord, it's your day. Lead me in it. And you do it. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you do help us to redeem the time. And Lord, that even as we're looking for your soon coming, we're living in a way that brings glory to your name, and that you are manifest through us in this earth. Thank you that we can do that because you have rebuked the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, he's at the door. He's coming soon. While you're looking for him to come, live in a way that brings glory to him and fulfill your purpose in him. Oh, you'll be so glad for all eternity. And I am praying for you.